Welcome to The Manager's Desk. I'm Brett Gibson. Well, I hope you enjoyed hearing from the rest of the staff while I was gone. Thank you to Ken, Brian, Todd, and Jane for filling in here on the desk while I was away. In case you're wondering where I was, well, first of all, I got back late Wednesday night from the National Association of Broadcasters Conference in Las Vegas. You know, it was a great time of networking and seeing all of the new and cutting-edge radio broadcast equipment. It also affords me a chance to catch up with friends and colleagues in the broadcast industry. And there are literally thousands, if you can picture this, thousands of square feet of equipment vendors at this event. I had two specific goals in mind, though, for the trip. One was to hear about any changes in, like, FCC rules and that type of thing, because those, of course, can really be an impact on the ministry here. So it's very important that we keep abreast of any rule changes. The other goal was to look for new broadcast equipment for us, specifically our automation system, our audio broadcast computer. Again, we call it radio automation here at the station, but it is the heart of everything we do. Almost everything you hear on your radio comes from this system, from my very manager's desk that I'm doing right now that you're listening to every song and almost every single teaching show. The only exception to that would be Janet Parshall. Her show comes from satellite, but it is controlled by this very automation system, along with other pieces of audio that we broadcast. It turns things on, turns things off, and it plays things on the radio for you. So if we didn't have this very important computer system, we wouldn't be able to stay on the air. Kind of like, well, if we didn't have a heart, we couldn't stay alive, right? And that's why I said, literally, it is the heart of what we do here. Well, the current system we have is over 10 years old and is getting to a place where we can't support it, or especially we can't get parts any longer. So we do need to look to replace it. And that's a project that I'm going to be asking for your help with in the near future. In the meantime, thank you so much for your faithful support of this ministry. You know, it allows us to reach many thousands of people with the hope of the gospel each and every day. And if you'd like to know how you can help us right now, you can stop by our website anytime. You can find us on the web at wrvm.org or drop us a note to Post Office Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. Well, thank you so much for joining me on this Friday Manager's Desk. On behalf of Mike Cornell, I'm Brett Gibson.